following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, April 9th through Thursday, April 15th, 2021. April 9th, 2021, Friday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, modern technology, while it is a great asset to mankind, is also the doorway to jeopardizing the security of the world. Everything depends upon what the human heart embraces as righteousness. When consciences become compromised, world peace is at stake. This is why I tell you yet again, it is what is in hearts that counts. I look only at hearts and the amount of love which is in hearts, for that is what motivates actions. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Only then will the world be secure. It is through this holy obedience I will guide the world to peace. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 10th, 2021, Saturday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each one who comes here must trust in my divine will, which acts in his life and is in his heart. Surrender to me your hearts, and allow my grace to work in ways you do not anticipate and cannot imagine. This surrender requires an act of humility, an act of letting go of what you want. Then you can recognize and accept what I want for you. I wish to help you to recognize your inadequacies. Then, through this conviction of conscience, I can make you more holy in my Son's image. A note is given to read Psalm 19, 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern his errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 11th, 2021, Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My mercy extends from age to age and to all generations. The key to my mercy is a repentant heart. If you trust in these, my words to you, you will have nothing to fear. The repentant heart should rejoice and be glad, for his is the way to eternal happiness. Find your peace in the promise of my mercy. Such peace is meant to last into eternity. My kingdom is the inheritance of the humble, repentant heart. Let your borders define each nation, but let each nation define my love and my mercy. This is the way to one world peace. The future holds no promise for those who reject my love and mercy. My divine love and divine mercy are the essence of heaven. Today, rejoice in heaven on earth. The note is given to read Matthew chapter 9, 1 through 2. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic, lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. April 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am pleased with the turnout for the prayer event over the weekend. Perhaps soon it will be safe enough to have a rosary in the United Hearts field, and buses could fill to half capacity. I know the believers will come any way possible. I strengthen them in that. Always depend upon the safety of my paternal heart, for I am with you to the end. According to my impregnable will, you will be led to salvation if you desire it. Always pray with faith-filled hearts, hearts which trust in my will. If you pray in this way, you will recognize my will for you. Such prayers are the defeat of Satan and your victory. Confide to my paternal heart your needs and concerns. I am omnipresent and listening. Evils in the world are the bad fruits of Satan's efforts to defeat my good works. Believers, stop him cold in his tracks. Therefore, surrender your past, present, and future to me. Trust I work through you. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, The next big prayer days will be June 11th, 12th, and 13th, the feast of my son's most sacred heart, the feast of the Immaculate Heart of the Holy Mother, and the Feast of the United Hearts. I expect many people to come in May for the Feast of Holy Love, on May 5th, however. April 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, as I was pleased with seeing so many drive here on April 11th, I am expecting more in June for the Two Hearts weekend. We will have a rosary in the United Hearts field on the Sunday after the Feast of the Sacred Heart of my Son and the Feast of the Holy Mother's Immaculate Heart. I am anticipating some buses, but only with half capacity of occupancy. We will practice social distancing in the field as well. Please pay heed to my instructions out of holy love in your hearts. If you cooperate with me, we can continue this tradition. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 22-23. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, in my kingdom to come, my will shall embrace every heart, and every heart will embrace my will. That will be the essence of the New Jerusalem. But we are not there yet. Therefore, I urge each soul to surrender to my will in these most evil of times. In your acceptance is your surrender. Pray for the strength to do this. Holy surrender is the way to ease my mournful heart and to change the hearts of unbelievers. Each of you has been given a role to play in your earthly life, and the grace to carry it out in victory. No role is too lowly, and no role is too mighty to humbly embrace my commandments. If you make the effort to live out your role according to my commandments, I will assist you and listen to your prayers. We will not be strangers. Persevere in this path I have given you for success, the success of your own salvation. Then we can share the New Jerusalem. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8-10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 22-24. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.